We see something interesting happening here in the Acts of the Apostles. It seems seemingly insignificant in some way, this last line of the first reading. And it was in Antioch that the disciples were first called Christians. So we understand Christ is not Jesus' last name. Christ means, in Greek, the anointed one, Christus, the one that has been anointed, the Messiah, in Hebrew, the anointed one. So those who are similarly anointed, not with oil, but with the Holy Spirit, become known as a community of small c Christs, right? We are anointed, we are brought into communion with him, we are like anointed, and so we are Christians. We are those not just who follow Jesus Christ and as Jesus' name, so we take on his name. I was going to say an example, but it's not polite to use that. But sorry, you don't look into my head, just listen to what I'm saying to you. But the idea that Christian has the significance of it, that those who are listening, those who are responding, those who are believing in Jesus are anointed as he is anointed. We become little Christs, anointed ones, the whole community anointed. Now the point, the significance of this is not in that term, but because this is the first place that we see seemingly a large number of those who are Jews by blood, as a race, as a people, and Gentiles coming together in one faith. The living out of that faith together, seemingly this year in which Paul and Barnabas together in Antioch, the community living together and working together, a large number. This is something radically new. This is something radically new because even the Gentiles who came to believe in the law of Moses and tried to live in accordance with it were never fully members of the community. This is wholly something different. And so for them to be referred to as Christians, as what separates them from being simply a Jewish person who has come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, this is a whole new reality. This is God reuniting all of his sons and daughters together in a single family. And so we see that referenced in the gospel text today when Jesus speaks about who hears his voice. You are not my sheep, you don't believe. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. An important distinction, and I kind of wish they would do this in the scriptures, because in this gospel text, when it refers to the Jews gathered around him and said to him, how long are you going to keep us in suspense? That word Jew can also be understood as those of Jerusalem, as opposed to the rest and the whole of the Jewish community, the whole of the Jewish population. That term, often in the Passion of the Christ, it speaks of the Jews where Martha and Mary, Lazarus, I don't know why I giggled, but, you know, was dead and then came back to life, and the Jews had gone out from Jerusalem. Well, I think I giggled because it's like, yeah, well, they came out to mourn and then Jesus raised him from the dead, so, like, no reason to mourn. Anyway, that's the giggle, I guess. But they says that the Jews came out to console Martha and Mary because Bethany was close by. So we get a hint from that because Martha and Mary and Lazarus, they are Jews by ethnic descendancy. But I think in the gospel text, when it refers to this group, especially the group that is in opposition to Jesus, it's not speaking of the Jewish community, because Peter and Andrew and James and John and Martha and Mary and Lazarus and all of them are a part of the Jewish community. It's specifically referring to those from Jerusalem. This group of people in Jerusalem, the people of that city, which mostly is made up of the Jewish priestly class and the Sadducees and the ruling class and these people. So these are the people that constantly are connected with Jesus. So when Jesus says, you know, you don't hear my voice, he's not speaking to the Jewish nation. He's speaking to those leaders. He's speaking to those of Jerusalem. Where is he at? He's there at the Temple Mount. He's there at the Portico of Solomon. When will you just say it, that you're the Christ? Why are you keeping us in suspense? It is funny that Jesus is always referring them to his actions so that they can come to their own conclusion about who he is. I say that's funny, but it's important, it's necessary, because people get up in front of others and say a lot of things, but don't live it out in their life. Jesus is doing what the Father has given him to do, and so he points them to the witness that the Father is faithful. When Jesus does what the Father asks him to do, things happen. Miracles happen. Look at the miracles, because my Father is bearing witness to that. He has asked me to do it because it's happening. You think it's me that's doing these things? Like, in that sense, you know, that it's just me? Like, it's the witness of my Father. He's the one bearing witness to me in the miracles that he allows to take place in his action and his call and his will. So, Jesus keeps pointing them to him. But all of this to say, right, the community of believers, the Christian community, is a whole new reality. This is a whole new reality of the fulfillment of the Jewish faith found in its Messiah, Jesus, and the invitation for all of the nations of the world to find salvation in this. This is the beginning of the end. This is the sign that God has come into the world, that he has begun to do this as he draws this community together. Now, one last thing I would say. If those who are Jews by ethnic descent, if we find them nowhere in the church, then something is wrong. Because we see right here at the beginning that the idea of being a Christian was the community of believers coming back together, all of the family of God coming into one family. And so it's seemingly the church is only church when all of these ethnic groups, when the whole community, and especially those of Jewish descent, are a part of the church, are a part of those who believe in Jesus. So, for our part, are we welcoming? For our part, are we inviting? For our part, are we bearing witness to this good news that we have received? Because the diversity of the church is a sign of the fulfillment of God's plan of drawing us into one. It is a family of many ethnic descendants, of many languages, of many tribes, and of many peoples. Thanks be to God. Amen.